Time now for our weekly one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson, presented by Wawa. And Doug, we've got one game to go here. It's a Tuesday. You're looking at the Dallas Cowboys. But if I could ask you a little bit about Thursday night first, I want to start with Carson and the athletic ability that he continues to show. It seems like he's loosening up in the pocket, showing more athletic ability. How does that happen in terms of the progression of a quarterback?
Well, I think just he's allowing the game to kind of unfold to him, and he's not forcing anything, and he's really just playing the game as a quarterback, you know. And there were some great lanes, great opportunities for him to use his legs the other night, and he was able to do that. Picked up some much needed yardage, and really kind of a spark in our offense to keep some drives alive. And these are all things that, as he sees the field better and he gets more comfortable in the pocket, he's big, strong, he's powerful, and we want him to use his legs as much as he can.
Did you see that athletic ability at North Dakota State translating the way it has into the NFL?
We did. We saw it there in college, and then sometimes even in the National Football League, it doesn't always present itself every week for your quarterback to run, but anytime he gets the opportunity, teams that want to play a lot of man coverage, obviously that's the one guy they forget about is the quarterback, and we encourage Carson to run as often as he can, but at the same time, protecting his body. He did a nice job sliding and getting himself out of bounds whenever he can. And those are just valuable, precious yards that you need as an offense.
Someday in the offense, is there a read option chapter that you will use for Carson, or will you not?
No, we'll use it, and we've used it some this season, and defenses are starting to catch up to that RPO stuff. That's the other thing
that you
see in the league.
Yeah.
They're defending it better. But we'll continue to use it, and we'll find ways to be creative in the run game that way. And that's the one thing I think the defenses sometimes forget about is the ability of your quarterback to run, whether it's designed runs or RPO runs. They kind of forget, and I won't say they go to sleep, but that just becomes another added element, another runner for your offense.
But he's also just been really good and really improved at making people miss in and around the pocket. Is that innate? Is that something where the game is slowing down for him?
It's a little of both. Okay. It's him understanding and being aware of the pocket and when pressure sort of closes in on him. It's a great ability. It's an awareness that he has. It's sort of that sixth sense that quarterbacks have sometimes to just kind of feel that kind of stuff. And did a great job the other night. He ducked a couple times and he spun a couple times and made me nervous a couple of times, but he's such a great athlete that he can get away with that.
Love to talk about the defense here and the performance through 15 games, really hanging in there. It's so obvious that quarterbacks are getting rid of the football so quickly, which negates one of the strengths of this defense, and that's the defensive line.
You're exactly right. The other night, Eli sort of prides himself in getting that ball out of his hand. He doesn't like to get hit. And he's got some great underneath skill on the outside that can get open slant routes and little arrow routes and things that where the ball's coming out relatively fast. And it does negate your pass rush. But our defense the other night played extremely fast. I thought they were the more physical team up front. Our secondary, the three interceptions were huge. Obviously, the pick six by Malcolm was a big turning point in that game, even though, we had a 7-0 lead at the time. And those are things that our defense has, they've done that throughout the quarter. We just need that on a consistent basis each week. And then offensively, we were able to score when we needed to. I thought Caleb had another nice game, kicking the football. But defense, it kind of starts with them. As you've seen, I've deferred to start the game, to put our defense out there to set the tone each week.
Doug, can you talk about the safety position as a group, including Terrence Brooks, who I know Joe Douglas had familiarity with, brought him in here at the waiver wire pickup time at the beginning of the season. He made the big play on Thursday night. As you look at it now and then moving forward, how do you feel about safeties?
Safeties has been probably one of our strengths on defense. They're veteran guys. I think, to start the season with Malcolm and Rodney back there, two veteran guys that worked well together, great communication. And then when Ron Brooks went down, it sort of disrupted that just a little bit because Malcolm had to come inside. And then you got Jalen Watkins who Jalen really has come a long way. He's a player that's gotten better each week. He's fitting into the scheme, and then Terrence Brooks, Terrence is been primarily a special teams player for us, but got some valuable time obviously at the end of that game, and sort of the anchor right now back there has been Rodney. He's been the one that's uh, has been steady, and Malcolm, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, has done a great job for what we've asked him to do, and he's moved around. He's played that nickel spot. He's been back at the safety spot. So he's a valuable player for us, and a great leader on that defense. But safeties are you know, it's a tough position to play because we ask him to do a lot of things.
Linebacker Jordan Hicks, do you see him as a building block?
I do. He's another one that he's smart. He's sharp. He gets our defense lined up. You know, he runs extremely well. You know, body type, he's probably not the prototypical Mike linebacker body type, but he's a tough kid. He and Nigel Bradham both really are kids that, you know, I say kids, they stick their nose in there. They take on big offensive linemen. They shed blocks and make plays. So he's a sideline to sideline guy and can run. Great leader on that defense.
Sunday is the Dallas Cowboys. Doug, what will it mean to beat the Cowboys to get to 7-9?
Well, it would mean everything. You know, we obviously had an opportunity the first time, you know, in Dallas to beat this football team, and it's a they're a good team. You know, they're obviously a playoff team, and you know, clinched not only the division but home field, and you know, we get them again. That's the beauty of your playing your division. You get them twice. So, you know, we do have unfinished business. We'd like to go out on, you know, on top with a win, but it's going to be another four quarter battle, and guys are going to be rested and had a nice Christmas break.
How do you see this division, Doug? The NFC East has been a beast this year. Is it here to stay for the long term?
I think so, and the reason I say that is you look at all the four teams and got great quarterbacks, you know, some young quarterbacks, even with Kirk Cousins in there, who's played extremely well this season, and now you got Dak and Carson in there, and the old Wiley vet and Eli, you know, so there's great skill and ability, good quarterbacks, you know, it's the black and blue division of the football world right now, and I think it's really as each year comes and goes, I think it can be anybody's ball game to have, and we just got to get ourselves right and make sure that we're in contention for that division title every year.
Doug, thanks so much. Good luck against the Cowboys. Doug Peterson, One-on-One, presented by Wawa.